Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
So why would the good Lord bring a man who's a restaurant entrepreneur from sunny Florida to the mountains of North Carolina? Well, I'm sitting in front of this man right now. He's a hard guy to get a hold of because he's moving and shaking. He is starting a restaurant. It's like no other restaurant you've ever heard of. We're in a restaurant. We just finished Wednesday in the Word in one of our Dario restaurant locations, one of a great Christian radio partner where we do this men's Bible study. Troy, your first time in Wednesday in the Word. What'd you think, man?
It's great. Good to fellowship with the guys this morning and be in the Bible together.
And you have quite a story, brother. I mean, not even sure how to launch off on this. I just know that I got a call from Bradley, mutual friend of ours, man of God, who said, Stu, you got to meet this dude because he's trying to build a restaurant that'll change lives forever. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of skeptical. I'm not in the restaurant business. And then when I sat down and looked you in the eye and heard your story, your passion for Jesus, and how God's using you to use food to introduce people to the bread of life. Tell us a little bit about what got your engine turning down this trek.
There's a great organization up in New York that I do a lot of work with and always am blessed to do work with. It's called the New York Relief Organization. They have a bus that goes out and feeds people in Chelsea and Harlem. And interacting and actually making friends with people that are homeless on the street that I care about to this day and know to this day really sort of, you know, pricked my heart, sort of, you know, do something for this. So one day driving down the road and just praying to God about what he would have me do after going through ending a bad relationship. I have never spoke or heard God spoke more audibly and more clear to me than he did that day, was to open a restaurant that would benefit the people that needed food, and the homeless. So
people are hungry. People are hurting. People are addicted. People have struggles. People need to eat. And so this is a very tangible way for God leading you into something that 20 years ago, maybe you never thought you'd be sitting here talking to a guy, interviewing you with a big national radio show about a restaurant you're starting to change the world for Jesus.
Right. It's always been how much money can we make, not how much can we give back. Yeah. So.
And so some big restaurant chains you've worked in, you've done all kinds of things from Florida, New York, everywhere. But this idea of, now, you're going to charge people for these meals. It's going to be a nice kind of high end and up in a beautiful area, kind of that borders Tennessee and North Carolina. Set the table. Beautiful, beautiful country. I mean, really God's country up there. Yeah. But talk to us about that.
So we're Roan Mountain is the 14th stop off the Appalachian Trail right there in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's beautiful up there. People come up there to go skiing, to go hiking all over. It's a fantastic area that borders Tennessee and North Carolina border each other. So we're in Carter County that borders right up to Avery County, which is in North Carolina. Very, very small population, but our population in the summertime can be over 30,000 people. Wow. with just a base population of only 1,600 people. So there is a lot of needs as far as poverty and drug addiction in that area, where people need help to get out of those situations. And so our focus is to be able to provide food for those people and to be a light for them as well. So
how did you end up getting a building and getting it all together, man? Like, you actually showed me pictures. This thing's coming together quick.
It's coming together. Yeah. There's days, even the other day, I just had to pull over on the side of the road and praise God because sometimes I just don't honestly know how it's all come together the way it has, honestly. Wow. It's been a blessing from the day I met the landlord to the day I've met people that have just been helping me put it together with God's vision and keeping that together. It's been a blessing.
And it's called the Roe Eatery. Tell us a little bit about the name, the brand, the website, all that.
So Roe Crop Community Eatery. So we want to be a eatery for the entire community where, you know, we serve food that's elevated and we restore dignity to people. So dignity is going to be restored to where we treat everyone with fairness and equality inside the restaurant. But Roe Crop Community Eatery, all plants and crops are planted in rows, and we want to be people that plant seeds into people's hearts so they can actually sort of grow. So
that's tremendous. And so more dinner service, right, at night. But you'll do some special Bible studies, maybe do a Wednesday breakfast, and then feed everyone at Thanksgiving. Tell everyone about that. This is pretty cool.
I think we're going to have a Stew Epperson Bible study there on Wednesday one day.
He wanted us to do Wednesday. No pressure or anything, you know. But these guys may do Wednesday in the Word up in the beautiful mountains of the Blue Ridge Mountains there of Tennessee and North Carolina. That would be amazing. But absolutely, tell us about what that kind of your vision for that is, to be a ministry where some folks that may never find their way to a church, darken the door of a church, like we'd like to say, but they'll come to a restaurant, and all of a sudden, they found Christ.
Absolutely. So the main hours for the restaurant will be Monday through Saturday from 5 to 9. We will be a fine dining, high-end restaurant that will actually, you know, attract people with means to help support people without means. And some of that stuff is on Wednesday. We'll be open for breakfast, and breakfast will be complimentary, or people can make a donation to the 501c3 if they want to. But that breakfast will be open to the people, and we will have devotions that morning. And that's just going to be one venue and way that we sort of give back. There's meals and stuff that we will provide, clothing that will help provide the local community with different, you know, attributes of the restaurant organization. So,
and one of your main foremen who's helping you with plumbing and fixtures and all this stuff, who would have ever thought you're driving down the road and there's a kind of a dead-end looking guy that maybe looks a little more like Santa Claus than, you know, in that frame. And he's got, "I need gas" sign. What is up with that? And this crazy man here, Troy, the restaurant guy that God's told to build a restaurant to reach souls for Christ, you did a turnaround. Tell everyone what happened real quick about Larry.
So Larry is a 71-year-old man who's probably my best friend. I met him in August, and he needed gas on the side of the road. So what turned out to be me stopping to get him just gas became a 11-hour afternoon, 3 hours having lunch and then getting a hotel room and then having dinner with him and then spending the next 5 days with him. And he's been my best friend ever since. So Larry is now a functioning person in society that goes to church every day with me. He's a great godly man. We pray and have devotions every day together, and he's a blessing to my life.
Amen. Yeah, you show me pictures, so, and you get teared up emotion. Now we're all getting emotional. We got some guys, the remnant of our Bible study here. Some guys, you'll hear noise. They're still talking in the Word back there, and we've been removed from Bible study for an hour. But just neat to see. A lot of folks would have written that Larry off. You know, a lot of folks, we go by these folks that are hurting and kind of write them off. And we are busy, and sometimes there's some people that are not so good. You know, they have not the best motives, but God put him on your heart. And it's neat to see how this guy who was on his way to nowhere but he was struggling. He needed gas. He needed food. And God just put, you know, intersected you guys. Now, man, he's making a difference. Like, the people are going to be fed and saved by Christ because of this guy. And God using you in his life, seeing that potential. What's your challenge out there to everyone about, in your case, it's a culinary dream. It's a dream of, you know, food is the tool, the gift God's given you to reach the world for Christ. In the mountains of Tennessee, North Carolina. Is it Roan Mountain?
Roan Mountain.
Yeah.
Yep, Roan Mountain, Tennessee.
Beautiful. Up there near Boone. So you got to look this guy up. But Troy, what's your challenge to everyone out there using their gifts, their skills, to connect with a father? You know, there's so many father wounds. You know, at the end of the day, we all have father wounds. You know, like we're, you know, our fathers are fallen. That's why. They're not one dad on this earth is perfect. The only perfect father is the Heavenly Father. How would you point people to that love of the Father? And how would you challenge them to use their gift to point others to that love?
Actually, I think the challenge that keeps me going in this project is someone I can think of and remember right now. His name's Philip. And Philip is a homeless guy up in New York. And I've seen Philip several times over the last 3 years. And every time I see Philip, he ends the day by saying, "This little light of mine." And the joy that is in Philip's heart when he sings, "If I could just be a piece of what Philip does to me, for other people, and the joy that he has with the little things that he has, then I feel like I'm going to be doing my job."
Amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So I think what we're all hearing from you, Troy, is the other part of that song, hide it under a bushel. No, quit hiding that light God's given you. Let your light so shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So this is pointing people to the Father, like Philip has done with you and like you've done now with all these people listening. So thanks for what you're doing. Now, is there a website up where folks can dial into what you're still working on that, and you're active on Facebook, and we'll keep everyone posted. But we're just grateful. I'm connected with you on social media. So, folks, if you connect with me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, you know, Stu Epperson, just my name, S-T-U-E-P-P-E-R-S-O-N. You'll find Troy, B-O-A-N-E, right? Troy Bone.
That's right.
And he's on there, and he's radical for Jesus. I'm going to warn you. You're going to be challenged to grow closer to Christ. And you're also going to see some pictures of some food that you never thought even existed. And it's the smack your mama delicious food that's so good, right? That's what they say. I still don't know what that means, but we're grateful for you, man, and thank you for your testimony, and thank you for letting your light shine and encouraging us like you have.
Yeah. Thanks, Stu. Appreciate you.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.